I'm Kara Spazacca, and welcome to this podcast series from Western Sydney University. Over this six-episode series, I'll be introducing you to some incredible research taking place, from a million-dollar fungi project that's helping combat climate change, to surveys into maternity care treatment, to creating electric vehicles for women in rural African communities, and more. These projects are just a handful of those that entered the 2022 and 2023 Research Impact Competition, run by Western Sydney University in Australia. There's also something else they have in common. They each speak to a Sustainable Development Goal, or SDG, a list of 17 goals created by the United Nations which tackle global issues including poverty, hunger, climate change, gender inequality, and access to education. So how do we identify problems and then the path forward? Well, through research. And this research is happening at universities across the globe, who are graded in the annual Times Higher Education Impact Rankings on their commitment to the SDGs. This is significant because out of 1,700 universities in the world, Western Sydney University ranked number one overall for the past 2 years. And if we drill down into the SDGs it excelled in, it came first for the goals gender equality, partnership for the goals, and responsible consumption and production. For more information about sustainable development goals, you can visit sdgs.un.org and keep listening as the researchers across this series will talk to how their projects contribute to positive change. Before we dive in, I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the custodians of the lands where Western Sydney University campuses are located and pay respect to the peoples of the Darug, Tharawal, Eora and Wiradjuri nations. I pay my respect to elders past and present. Always was, always will be. Now let's hear from some of the researchers from Western Sydney University's Research Impact Competition.
I am a former high school science teacher myself, and of course I'm really passionate about particularly getting more girls into STEM fields where they're underrepresented.
That's Dr. Erin McKenzie, who works at Western Sydney University's School of Education as a senior lecturer in educational psychology and STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering and Math. Dr. McKenzie took part in the 2022 Research Impact Competition for her project, which investigates attitudes towards science study for girls and boys in their early to middle years of high school, as well as their thoughts on continuing with science into year 11 and 12.
What we're trying to do is see if there are particular attitudes that we might be able to support teachers to intervene in to then increase participation in science in the senior years of high school. The thinking behind it is that if we can support girls and boys to have more positive attitudes towards science, then we're more likely to get more kids engaged in year 11 and 12, and then hopefully that will have flow-on effects into tertiary study and careers in STEM more broadly.
The underrepresentation of women in STEM is often referred to as the leaky pipeline.
The leaky pipeline is a metaphor. It's not a perfect one, but it's a metaphor that just recognizes that there are multiple points along a woman's life in which she might start to disengage and opt out of science or STEM more broadly. And so we're focusing on high school as being just one of those places along the leaky pipeline where we lose students, because it's actually really difficult if a student has decided that they're not going to study any science or mathematics. If they've made that decision in high school, it becomes really difficult for them to then opt back in when they move into tertiary study. And then obviously that has flow-on effects in terms of the sorts of careers that they can pursue. And we know that despite really extensive research attention and focus from government policy and from industry, we still know that women are really quite severely underrepresented in many of the STEM fields.
For context, in Australia, science is mandatory for students in New South Wales until year 10, and a previous study into participation in science subjects in year 11 showed that while there was an over-representation of girls studying biology, there was an under-representation in chemistry and a significant under-representation in physics. Data from the New South Wales Education Standards Authority showed that in 2022, across the state, just 4.9% of girls in Year 12 that were awarded a higher school certificate chose to study physics.
So I suppose for us, it's about trying to fix a gap in the pipeline that's a fairly early one in the early years of high school.
That starts with research, which Dr. McKenzie has been leading for the past 3 years.
We've worked with just under 1,000 students across about 7 different schools, and the research has been predominantly survey-based. So the students complete a survey about their attitudes, but they also include what they're planning to do for their career and also which subjects they're planning to take in year 11 and year 12. And so some of the really interesting findings for us have been that the kids who have higher levels of anxiety around learning maths are less likely to want to continue studying subjects like chemistry and physics that are quite mathematically oriented as well. So that's really important in terms of opening up conversations about how attitudes in, say, mathematics are then having a flow-on effect into some of the sciences. And then another really key finding has also been that the most important factor that seems to predict whether kids are intending to continue studying any of the sciences has been whether they think that science is relevant either to their current lives or to their future career.
Dr. McKenzie has been working with teachers to think about ways of making the link between science study and its use outside the classroom much clearer, which does create its own hurdles.
It's always challenging for schools to fit anything additional into their days. So we're very conscious of asking schools to give us access to their school day and to their students. But I think we're trying to give teachers a really clear way forward. This is what the data from your students is saying. So then what does that mean in terms of really practical implications for teachers to then make small changes to their practice to try and support kids to stay in science as they move through high school?
And recent years have indicated just how important that understanding of science is.
Coming out of COVID, we have really been shown how important it is that kids have a high level of scientific literacy so that they are able to critically analyze the information that's in front of them, so that they understand basic science and can engage with research in terms of making health decisions for their future. Kids are being constantly bombarded with misinformation online through social media. And so I think it's arguably we're at a really important time where kids, girls and boys, really, really need to stay engaged in science so that they can identify that misinformation and make really educated decisions for their future.
Dr. McKenzie's research also ties in with the SDGs.
This work definitely aligns with quality education as a sustainable development goal, but it also underpins work in terms of addressing gender equality.
Going forward, Dr. McKenzie wants to build upon their findings around the link between maths anxiety and its potential impact on chemistry and physics enrolments.
So our future work, I think, will focus on that interplay between attitudes in maths and science. So while we've looked at it from a negative point of view around maths anxiety, indicating that that might lead students to opt out of some sciences, the flip side, I suppose, is that science provides a really nice way of showing kids how maths can be applied in their everyday life. We do teach them in a fairly siloed way in high school, so there's potentially ways that we can get maths and science teachers working together to show kids where the links are between the two subjects, because that's how they operate in the real world. So that's one of our sort of key directions going forward, is to expand the study, I suppose, out from focusing just on science, but to integrate attitudes towards maths as well.
That was Dr. Erin McKenzie, one of the participants in the 2022 Research Impact Competition at Western Sydney University. Join us for the next episode to find out more about the research being undertaken in Australia and its real-world impact, both now and into the future.